All right, thank you. My name is Wilfredo Larenquent, and I am a vice president of Unite Here. And I want to give you all a New York welcome. Welcome to the Big Apple. Bienvenidos a la Gran Manzana. We want to welcome you on behalf of the New York City labor movement, of the over 1 million members of the labor movement in New York City. And I want to tell you that this event is not going to be an event about long speeches. We're going to invite leaders of delegations to come up and say who they are, and say who they represent, and say what they're doing here. Then they're going to come down, and another one will come up. I want to introduce you now to Gene Rushkin, one of the organizers of this event. Gene.
Hi, my name is Gene Bruskin, and I'm one of the co-conveners of U.S. Labor Against the War. And I just want to say that it really looks beautiful here, and people are continuing to stream in from Chicago, from St. Louis, from Pennsylvania, from Washington, Vermont, Boston. Where else am I talking about? Ohio, Virginia. Just yell it out everywhere.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, Los Angeles. All right. Michigan. This is really the we are anticipating. We know there are tens of thousands. There are many more buses still arriving. This is going to be the largest labor contingent that has ever marched in an anti-war demonstration in the history of the United States. I want to tell everyone there is a peace pledge circulating. There are people with clipboards. Raise those clipboards. Please sign this pledge. The pledge says we're not going to vote for anybody that votes for the war. And we're not going to vote for anybody that will support future wars. We're going to throw every single one of these people out if necessary. I just want to say just very briefly, this is a demonstration calling for the immediate withdrawal of all troops from Iraq. If anybody is at the wrong place, go elsewhere. Because this administration and this Congress that has put upon the workers of this country the kind of cuts and attacks that we have suffered is trying to do the same thing in Iraq. They're trying to privatize. They're trying to control. It's for the oil companies. It's not for working people. And the idea that somehow if we just stay a little longer, we will make it better is wrong. We will make it worse. There's also some controversy that U.S. Labor Against the War has had to deal with in the labor movement. Some people have said, well, why should labor take this issue on? Labor is fighting and dying in this war. Labor rights are under attack. We're the people that make the country run. We do the work in this country. We represent millions of people. We're organized. They fought this war in our name, and we should get to decide. Right here today, we want to say, we say no. Everywhere we go, we say no. In the union halls, we say what?
No.
In the streets, we say what?
No.
In the workplaces, we say what?
No.
In the halls of Congress, we say what?
No.
Everywhere we go, we say no. Everywhere we go, we say no. Everywhere we go, labor says no. Everywhere we go, labor says no. End the war. Bring the troops home. Thank you.
I want to introduce you now to a number of labor leaders in the city of New York. They're going to come up and introduce themselves. Come on up.
Hi, I'm Michaela Arthur, a member of UAW Local 2110. On strike for almost 6 months because the administration refuses to bargain a second contract with our union. They have been able to do this because of Bush NLRB changes, despite the fact that a majority of our union has demonstrated again and again our support for a UAW contract. This is just another example of the Bush administration's war against workers here and against workers abroad. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. We're going to have another brother from the CWA, local 1032.
Jim Marchetti, President of CWA Local 1032. Proud veteran of the United States Marine Corps and former member of Veterans for Peace in Vietnam. Glad to be here. We have a delegation from Trenton, New Jersey, where we're out of, and we're here to say no to the Bush, Rumsfeld, Cheney ego trip in Iraq. We want to stop. We want the troops home now. Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, the brothers and sisters who started us off on a percussion is a group called Sunjai Jelly. So give it up for Sunjai Jelly.
Let me introduce you. All right, next person is one of my heroes, one of the true working class union presidents who doesn't believe in bureaucracy, but believes in the rank and file and the power of workers to change the lives of workers. And that's John Wilhelm, president of HERE, now HERE Unite. Yeah. Yay, John.
I want to first say how happy I am to see so many people here from Unite here. All right, good work. And I'm so thrilled to see all of you. There are more union members in this march today than in any anti-war march in this country in the last 50 years. I want to thank the conveners and the other leaders of U.S. Labor Against the War for doing something that no one thought possible, for unifying the labor movement around the horror and the injustice and the stupidity and the outrage of this war. There is a direct connection between what is happening in this country and what this country is doing in Iraq. In this country, there is a full-scale assault on living standards, on health insurance, on pensions, and on the right of working people to join together to do something about the attack on living standards. And that's not separate from, it's part of the war in Iraq. There's a war on the American people at home. And the children of union members and working people are being used in that war. It is the children of working people and union members who are dying in that war. But sisters and brothers, there's something very important happening in this country. We see it in the streets of New York today. We'll see it Monday in cities and towns all across this country when immigrants and those of us who support the rights of immigrants will be in the streets of this country. There's something very important happening in this country. There's a movement building strong, and you're part of that. You're leading that. And God bless all of you for being here today and for being part of taking back this country.
Thank you, John. Hotel workers have improved their living standards because of the struggle of people like John Wilhelm. Thank you again, John. We have with us now a guy who, before I introduce him, let me say this. There are moments in history in which the weight of all of us falls on the shoulders of one or two individuals. And unfortunately, I think we're at that moment. But the good news is that we have an individual that has shouldered the moment and has taken on the responsibility of fighting for all of us. That individual is my friend, my brother, my colleague, Roger Toussaint, President, Local 100.
All right, brothers and sisters, when Judge Theodore Jones issued a penalty of jail sentence, fines, and the removal of dues checkoff against our organization, Judge Theodore Jones was not dealing with an individual named Roger Toussaint. He was attempting to send a message far and wide to the labor movement, to all social justice causes, and everyone who dares to stand up and fight back. He was trying to say, pay attention. This is what is going to happen to you if you dare to stand up and fight back. This is what's going to happen to you if you dare to advocate aggressively on behalf of unions and your union members. This is what's going to happen to you if you continue to fight back and resist the attacks on pensions, health benefits, standards of living, and workers' rights and union rights. Clearly, they were sending a message. We in the labor movement need to send a message back. They say cut back, we say fight back. We say fight back. We need to be sending a message to Judge Theodore Jones and all the powers that be that no amount of jail sentences, no amount of fines, no amount of acts of intimidation will turn us around. No way in hell are we going to lay down and allow them to remove pensions and health benefits from the entitlement of American workers. If you want to stand up against the war in Iraq, stand up to defend health benefits, stand up to defend pensions, stand up to defend union rights, stand up to defend workers' rights in America. That's one of the best ways to contribute to the war, to opposing the war in Iraq, to respond to the war that's being conducted at home against working Americans. They say cut back.
We say cut back.
They say cut back. They say cut back. They say cut back. Okay, brothers and sisters, let Judge Theodore Jones, let the New York Post, let Governor Pataki, let Mayor Bloomberg, let George Bush hear us loud and clear. We will not be turned around. We will not be turned around. We will fight to the very end and defeat this attack, these assaults on the American working class, and oppose the aggression abroad, the war in Iraq, and all of their murderous, aggressive plans for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. Just before John and Roger leave, I'd like to say one thing. My name's Nancy Wolforth, and I'm on the executive council of the AFL-CIO, which is a very strange thing, but I am. And I will tell you that we in U.S. Labor Against the War, do not see a division in this labor movement. We see that this labor movement has got to fight to organize. It's got to fight for decent jobs, decent labor conditions for all, immigrant rights. And we are all here today as one united labor movement, one united working people's movement, to say, end the war, stop the terrorist in the White House, and let's move forward. Now I'd like to bring up some more local labor leaders. Trevin?
I bring the solidarity of the Vermont AFL-CIO. In Vermont, our central labor councils and our state AFL-CIO are affiliated to U.S. Labor Against the War because we understand the connections between the war at home and the war abroad. In Vermont, we're working with military families, Speak Out, in Iraqi veterans against the war to build a powerful labor-based movement. I thank you for being here and for helping us build a strong working-class movement again. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. I want to remind folks that this march will start off over here and will go down Broadway all the way down to Foley Square. Down Broadway to Foley Square. Our next speaker.
Brothers and sisters, my name's Fred Floss from UUP, the 31,000 member strong union that represents SUNY's faculty and professional staff. And they voted to have us come here today and speak with a loud voice. And they said, George Bush, bring back our students, bring back our colleagues. Let's get back to the business of America. Let's teach. Let's learn. Let's become strong. Let's support the labor movement. Thank you.
Now our next speaker represents 45,000 teachers from the city and county of Los Angeles, Andy Griggs.
Hello, New York.
From Los Angeles, we've brought people from Ask Me and CAPE and UTLA, United Teachers Los Angeles, 45,000, to say no to this war. And we'll be in the streets again on Monday to support the immigrants as well. So we hope you'll be there as well. Thanks for having us. We love being here in New York.
I'm Jerry Colby, president of the National Writers Union, United Auto Workers Local 1981. I want to bring you the solidarity of thousands of writers around this country. And I want to say to you that a lot of writers recognize that this war is not an accident. It is not something new. It is no more an accident than Vietnam was, than or the 50,000 troops that fought in the Philippines in the turn of the last century. This is about not national security. It is about corporate security. Security for their investments. And at stake right now, in this turning point in history, is American democracy. We are struggling right now to prevent the exigencies of an empire from destroying the foundations of an American republic. We will not allow that to happen. And the first line of defense is labor. Thank God for the American labor movement, and despite President Bush, venceremos. We will win.
Thank you. I have been asked to read this. This is going to be a peaceful, disciplined exercise of our free speech rights and a demonstration of protest against the war in Iraq and the war on workers and unions at home. It's going to be a peaceful demonstration of our free speech rights. Next brother, Arthur Chiliotis.
Are we fired up? Are we fired up? Are we fired up? Enough with this damn war! Send our boys back home. Send our women back home. We have enough to do in this country to set it straight. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Those who would give up liberty for security will have neither." And far too many in this country were willing to give it up, but they found out that they couldn't trust George Bush. We as workers have to understand that our liberty, our right to join the union, our right to strike, our right to a decent living is threatened by this war, by this administration, and what they stand for. Our children, our colleagues, are cannon fodder to them. Working people mean nothing to them. We must stand together, resist, fight, and overcome, and really make this a nation of the people, by the people, and for the people. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Noel Beasley from Unite Here, who's done a hell of a job bringing people from the Midwest all the way, all night on buses, and we'd like to thank you for that, Noel.
All right. I'm proud to be here today and represent the 50,000 members of Unite Here in the Chicago and Midwest Regional Joint Board. We've had members who came in from St. Louis, from Detroit, from Columbus, Ohio, from Chicago, from all over the upper Midwest. And I don't know about you, but we didn't come here today to have the war end next week or next month. We think it ought to end now. When should it end? Now! When should it end? Now! When should it end? Now! Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Nancy Lesson. I'm a proud member of the Steelworkers of OPEIU. And I'm the stepmother of a Marine who served in Iraq and the co-founder of Military Families Speak Out. We began with two military families speaking out against the war. We are now over 3,000 military families speaking out to end the war and bring the troops home now. And we have one thing we want to say to you this morning, and that is, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're doing to bring our loved ones home.
My name is Michael Murphy. I'm with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local Union 520 in Austin, Texas. And my son is with the 984th Military Police Company in Fort Carson, Colorado. And we say, bring our troops now, home now, and take care of them when they get here. And Roger Toussaint, you're an American hero.
Thank you. My name is Andy Sapp. I've been a proud union member for 20 years, first of all with the IBEW, now with the Mass Teachers Association. My wife and my girls were down in Crawford, Texas last year while I was still in Iraq, and I told them then what I'm going to tell you now. 10 months in Iraq, 19 years in the military service, you are doing more to defend this country than anything that I've done. The real weapons of mass destruction, the real war on terror is happening here at home. It's happening in our streets. And if we're going to save our country, it's going to be actions like this that are going to do it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
My name's Charlie Richardson. I'm a co-founder of Military Family Speak Out. I just got one thing to say. The people of this country are against this war. The union members of this country are against the war. The troops of this country are against the war. We have to move people from opposition to action and get these bastards in Congress to do what they should do and end the funding, bring the troops home now and take care of them when they get here. Not one more day.
Not one more dime.
Not one more life.
Not one more life.
End the occupation. Bring the troops home now.
And take care of them when they get here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my sisters and brothers. My name is Eddie Rosario. I'm here representing the Labor Council for Latin American Advancement. Yeah. And we're here with a message of solidarity. We are here in the spirit of fight alongside with you. We are here to fight, to stop the war in Iraq, and to support our troops by bringing them home now. We are here to fight alongside with you, to fight against the war abroad and the war at home, because they are one and the same. And it is also one and the same. Those that are supporting the war agenda are one and the same as supporting the agenda against immigrant rights, and against amnesty for all, which means green cards, my sisters and brothers. So what we need to do is to stand together, build our coalitions in our communities with the faith-based organizations, broaden our influence within the labor movement, and do something one step further in building an independent political voice, building leadership from within that run on an agenda of peace, of social change, of labor and environmental rights, because the bosses and the government in service of these bosses fear this most of all. That is precisely the response we must forge ahead today, most definitely. Si se puede, siempre pa'lante.
Put your hands together now. Hey, hey, what do you say? U.S. out of Iraq today. Hey, hey, what do you say? Halliburton, what do you say? This is about saving lives. Not money for jobs, not for war. Money for jobs. Hey, money for levies. Now, who's got to go? Bush got to go. Who's got to go? Make Schumer hear ya. Make Hillary hear ya. They're talking health care cuts. They gotta be nuts. They're talking school cuts. Now, hey, hey, what do you say? U.S. out of Iraq today. Put your hands together. What do you say? Put your hands together. What do you say? U.S. out of Iraq today.